if language is to lead at all to understanding. There must be rules concerning the relation between the science on the one hand, and on the other hand, there must be a stable correspondence between science and impression. When man becomes conscious of the rules, for instance, such words as is or thing, when language becomes thus partially independent from the background of impressions, a greater inner coherence is gained.